Hey guys, my name is Marky.
This is Beck.
And this is our podcast, Going Dutch. Same girls, just a different tune. Let's go.
What does it do?
Here do we be.
It does on August 5th of, I almost said 2008.
Taking it back.
Dang!
Took it way back.
August 5th, 2020. It is 9:06 p.m. at night.
Hello.
In the evening.
Little night owl, you.
We sound good.
You know what I would do in 2008?
What were you doing on August 5th of 2008?
Probably August the 5th of 08. I can't tell you. I don't remember what I was doing, but I can tell you what I would have done.
Okay.
I would have broken up with my boyfriend.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like if you could tell the August 5th, 2008, Beck.
Yeah. I'd be like,
yo, girl.
Skirt, skirt. Drop Dumb. That. Drop that. Kick it. Kick it to the curb.
August 5th, 2008. Well, was a week prior to my birthday.
Yes, it was. Yes, it was.
Well, 6 days prior. Let's see, 2008. I graduated.
You graduated, of course,
from high school in 2006. Went to college. I successfully completed two full semesters. 1, 2, 3. I don't know. Okay, so let's see. I went to college for a year and a half before I dropped out because I made a whole bunch of mistakes when I left high school, because I was great in high school as a good kid. And so I went to college and I made all the wrong choices.
Well.
And so in August of 08, actually probably right around this time, on this day of 2008, I got into a wreck.
Wait, what?
Yeah. Yes. It was for sure the summer of 2008.
Mm-hmm.
And I was dating a girl who had a problem, a bit of a drinking problem.
Okay.
I'm going to talk about this, but I'll say right now she is 1 year sober. And
good
I am
for
super
her.
Proud of her. It's a problem, you know, it's been a struggle for her, and she's tried really, really hard.
That's amazing.
Yes.
Congratulations to her.
I'm gonna say congrats to her on the air. But at that time it was real rough, and she had been drinking pretty bad one evening, and she had her keys in her hand, and she was gonna go. She wanted to leave, and she wouldn't give me her keys. So I got in the car with her.
Oh,
which was a
no.
horrible mistake.
Yeah.
But I, you know, whatever.
Yeah. Well,
you know, so, yeah. And then we got in a wreck. We were going down the road, and there was a car, an oncoming car, and she was swerving into that other lane.
Oh, snap.
And then overcorrected, and we turned and flipped and ended up in the ditch. And
no way.
Yes way. So she went to jail.
Almost said, are you okay?
Well, yes.
Yes.
I am a ghost.
You know, it's been 12 years later. You're good. Come on.
Yeah. From the parking lot of the jail, I called my mother, who came and picked me up. And called my dad, who was very, very upset with me.
Yeah, but he was mad.
He was not happy at all.
He was big mad. He wasn't little mad. He was big mad.
It's true. Are you aware of the Shattered Dreams program?
Yes.
Did y'all do that?
No, our school was too big to do anything
Lufkin's
cool.
Huge.
It was just terrible.
Yeah. We, so we have the Shattered Dreams program. For those of you who may not be aware, it's a high school program usually put on like every other year so that within your high school career, you get to experience it once or twice. And the year that it happened for us, I was a senior and I was selected to be within the program. They tend to choose students who are well known within the class so that it makes more of an impact. But you're taken, and it's a staged wreck due to drunk driving. It's to discourage teens from drinking and driving. And it was an incredible production. It's well done. There's special effects makeup, and they actually have ambulance, and they life flighted one of the classmates on a helicopter out. Snap. I mean, like, it's legit. It's really cool.
And don't they bring like wrecked cars?
Yes.
On a trailer and set them up, and there's like fake blood and bodies hanging out of windshields and stuff.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true.
You know, that's what happens when you drink and drive.
Mm-hmm.
Becca.
So I was transported in an ambulance. I was taken to the hospital and had all the machines and things on me or whatever. And the role set for me was that I was to die at the hospital. So, when my parents got there, I was already gone.
Oh my gosh.
They like coach you on how to act through it and stuff. And so I was laying on the table and my parents had to come in.
Wait, what?
Yeah. Yes. And so my parents see me with like all this special effects makeup on, and and then they, you know, then they're forced to leave.
Did that mess you up mentally?
No, it didn't mess me up mentally, but it was intense. It felt very like real. I mean, it was pretty crazy. And then, so then you have to, you're not allowed to go home. You can't have any contact with your parents. You can't have any contact with friends other than the ones who are like in the program with you or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And you're taken to like a campsite and you spend the night.
Oh, that's legit. I didn't know it went that far.
Funeral the next day.
What?
Yeah. At the auditorium, there's a funeral and they have our photos and our obituaries and all that stuff.
I got chills.
And you write a letter to your parents, or your parents write a letter to you.
I can't.
It is legit.
Terrible.
Yeah, it's super heavy.
You know, we never had a Shattered Dreams program, so if anybody from Lufkin drinks and drives, I kind of get it.
Stop.
Don't drink and drive. But if anybody from the smaller schools drink and drive, you are messed up.
No excuses.
Absolutely no excuses. Yeah. You're messed up. Don't you do it. That's terrible.
Yeah.
I mean, that's really cool, but I didn't know it went that far. I thought it was just like, afternoon you come out and there's all these wrecked kids and there's blood everywhere and you're like, wow, that's what it would be like.
No.
That's legit.
It is legit. So my dad's response when I called him from the parking lot, if I remember correctly, which my memory is shit, but.
I
have a really bad memory.
It's terrible.
My mom, she filled him in, but then I called him and he was so silent. My dad is a very, he won't speak unless it's with intent.
And he like processes everything. And lets things soak. Yes. And
so he took a minute to respond with, did you think that I wanted to live shattered dreams in real life?
Oh.
And it was just such a, it was such a statement.
Dang.
Yeah.
So y'all got in a wreck. Mm-hmm. Did she hit the other person head on?
No. The other person was not affected. They stopped.
Oh, good.
They stopped. And good.
And she went to jail.
Yes, she went to jail.
And no hospital.
No.
And you called your parents from the jail parking lot.
Yes.
And you no hospital either?
No hospital either. And then maybe.
Did you have whiplash?
No.
Anything?
I don't remember experiencing any kind of discomfort.
You got amnesia.
Or pain. But my granny, so that happened in like the more southeast portion of Texas, Beaumont area. And my granny drove in from Austin because she'd had enough. I like to say she roped me up because my granny used to be a cowgirl.
Yes,
like she grew up on a ranch.
And, yes, she's. Yeah. Yes, she was.
So she came and she wrote me up and tossed me in her truck and took me to Austin. Good. And that's where, like, I got my shit together.
That's where you got your stuff together.
Yeah.
And you were like, you know what? I need to grow up.
Yeah.
I get it. I'm glad she did that.
Yeah, me too.
I'm really glad she did that.
Yeah. Good things happened when I moved to Austin.
Doesn't she still wear boots?
Absolutely.
Like, all the time?
Not cowgirl boots.
No, but
yes.
But work boots.
Yes.
Work boots. I think that is so cool.
And, like, pressed jeans. Like, there's now a permanent white line down the denim.
Yes.
The front.
Yes.
Of her leg.
Yep. Because
they've been pressed so
yep.
much.
She probably starches the crap out of the.
Yeah.
Does she take her clothes to the cleaners or does she do them herself?
She does them herself.
Okay.
Yeah.
She presses her own pants. That's yeah. what I'm talking about.
Yeah. She's something.
Aw. How's she doing?
She's doing good. She's,
yeah.
Yeah. I would like to say that she's lonely, which mm-hmm. is true. I think a lot of the elderly population right now is super lonely. However, I also believe that she is soaking this life up. I think she is just milking it for everything it's worth.
Because she gets to be antisocial.
Yep.
And it's okay.
And it's okay.
And she gets you to bring her things.
All the things.
And she gets you to do her laundry. So mm-hmm. she, like, literally doesn't have to do anything she doesn't want to do.
Nope.
I mean, I don't blame her.
Nope.
I don't blame her one bit.
Yeah.
I have to say the whole curbside service thing is ruining me. It's ruining me.
Yeah.
I did curbside service for my dog's meds today.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
That's nice.
Got Gunner's back pain meds. Curbside. I went and worked out. Unfortunately, that can't be curbside. Yeah. Went and worked out after lunch. Went and picked up my groceries curbside. And then picked up my calisters through the window on yep. the way home.
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
I take that back. Got my calisters first so that while I waited for my car to be loaded, I could eat.
Of course you did.
Well, the way I rationed that was that you're supposed to eat within an hour of working out.
Sure.
You know, and yes. today was leg day. And I had to give my body something
yeah.
to recover.
Absolutely.
So
yeah.
I was trying to do the best I could uh-huh. here. And when I say McAllister's, because I told my friend Jonathan that I do eat healthy. I do. I got a club wrap. And some fruit. And I don't even like those wraps.
No, you didn't like it.
No, I don't like them. They taste funny. It's the little wheat. Ooh, when I think about the taste, I can gag. It's the wheat wraps.
Yeah.
And I'm tearing away as much of that wrap as I can. Like, I'm literally just using the wrap to keep everything together. Because I do not like the taste.
Why didn't you just get a salad and load it up with protein?
I don't know.
It was the same thing.
Well...
If you
yeah,
don't like
but
the tortilla.
I can't hold a salad.
Yeah, okay.
You know?
I didn't know. If the portability, if that's the part of the problem.
It's definitely portability.
I get it.
It's definitely portability. You'd be so proud of me.
Mm-hmm.
I am drinking all the water.
Are you?
I'm drinking so much water that I have to go pee-pee at 4:45 when I change clothes for the gym and at 5 o'clock as I'm walking out of the building to go to the gym. Like,
wow.
I'm having to go constantly.
Yeah.
Because, well, when we get there, we have to run a mile before we ever even start.
What?
That's our warm up in this heat. Have you felt outside lately? Yeah, I'm running in it.
You're running a mile?
Yeah, I'm running a mile.
Wow.
Yeah, it sucks. So by the before we even start working out, I'm like you can feel your like ribs sucking in, you know.
It's miserable.
But I'm drinking so much water. I've worked out faithfully, and I've never worked out this hard in my life, even at CrossFit.
Really?
Our sweatiest days.
Yeah.
Where we were just like wanting to die.
Yes.
I have had twice as sweaty, and mentally challenging, and. It's just I can't cry because no one there loves me yet. they don't love me yet. Today, I asked Curtis if he was trying to kill me. I sincerely looked at him and I was like, have I done something to you? And he was like, no. Like all confused. And I was like, I just feel like you hate me.
You have a vendetta.
I feel like you know I'll do the work, and I feel like you're literally trying to run me into the ground. I mean, I get it. I know what you're trying to do. Huh? You know, you're a personal trainer, and you're wanting to challenge me.
Yeah.
But I need to remind you, like, I didn't sign up for the Marines. I have no desire to serve our country. I just want to be a good person to people, and I want to be healthy and fit. And it, really nothing past that line. Yeah. And so
nothing beyond healthy.
I'll do three rounds, but the fourth that you're asking me for is going to move me past that line. It's going to make me more like a Marine.
Yeah.
And let me say again, I love our country. Don't want to serve it. Don't want to sign the papers. Not going to do it. I can't. And this guy, so I got there at a weird time where the first set of people that were working out were finishing up as I was getting started. Mm-hmm. And then I was probably, you know, a third of the way through when another group showed up and they started. So I'm really kind of working out by myself. I don't have any buddies. So he starts to do it with me. And it's a whole circuit, but there's a part in there where we have to go down, and it's walking lunges, but as you go down into the lunge, you do a front press with the barbell.
Yeah.
And you do it there and back twice, and you do it like all the way down the street. So he's just trying to encourage me. I'm dying, but he's doing it with me, adding a little bounce to his lunges and like singing and rapping as he's going. Like, I'm like, you're about to piss me off. And then his friend starts yelling from across the yard something about hustle, bustle, get out of bed, you know,
yeah.
Like starts rapping, and I'm going, I'm shut up.
Oh my God.
I can't do this. I did it.
Yeah.
But I'm also exhausted. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm exhausted. And you also will also be proud of me. I've turned down chocolate chip cookies for the last 2 days. And the only thing that has gotten me to turn them down, I refuse to go work out as hard as I do.
Yep.
And literally have to. I'm telling my brain is focused on my heart and lungs and body telling me, get through it.
Yeah.
For a solid hour.
Yeah.
I mean, my makeup's down my face. My eyelashes are coming off.
Yep.
Like, it ain't good, son. I'm not going to eat a cookie. And while I'm down in that lunge doing that press, I think about how I had a cookie that day.
Yeah.
Oh, you out of your damn mind.
Yeah.
I will drink beer on the weekends and I'll sweat it out on Monday. But I'm not going to eat a cookie.
I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
Good.
Yeah.
Well done.
I've been doing real good.
I'm proud of you.
I've been doing real good. I lost it on Lynn today and started calling myself a little fat ass bitch as I was changing clothes. She was like, what's the matter? And I was like, oh, I'm just a little fat ass bitch over here. Just can't even get my pants up. Just all out of breath. Changing for the gym. And why? Why? I'm working this hard and haven't even noticed a difference.
Yeah.
And I hear Marshall from the corner go, well, we're not going to notice a difference in a week. And I was like, shut up, Marshall. You don't know shit.
Yeah.
Shut up.
No, skinny ass boy.
So ain't got to worry about nothing. Can eat, not eat, drink whatever he wants,
yeah.
Just whatever. And he's mm-hmm. just stays thin. My legs are probably three times the size of his.
Probably.
He was telling me a story yesterday and grabbed around his thigh.
Yeah.
And
like his whole hand went around it.
Yes. I felt like such a butch. Yeah. Like just He-Man. Just,
yeah.
Oh, like it made me feel beefcake.
Yeah. He felt beefy.
He did that and I was like, girl, you thick. And I don't know if it's in a good way.
Thick. Not the thicc kind.
Yeah.
You thick.
Yeah, man, I've been killing it.
I'm proud of you. I've had this in my head to not forget it because I have a bad memory. You were talking about getting McAllister's after your workout, and which made me think about how after a really hard workout, I always crave a boiled egg.
Yeah,
it's the strangest thing.
I can't imagine.
I don't know why.
And I love boiled eggs,
but every time, and so I get done with a hard workout, and I'm like, oh, I just need like an egg. I really just need an egg. Like, I need to eat, and I just need it to be, like, protein and fat. Like, I just need an egg.
Yeah.
Which then made me think about this post that I saw earlier today. And I didn't plan to do this, but I only just thought of that maybe this would be fun. So you can tell a lot about a person by these particular categories. Did you see this?
No.
Eggs, steak, milk, alcohol,
no.
And a warm drink. So, huh. Eggs. And so you have to, you know, obviously it's your first choice, your preference. If you could only have your eggs one way, how would you do it?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what would you take?
Only my eggs one way.
Yeah.
I mean, like, some people are listening. Soft boiled egg.
Oh, see?
Where the middle's still runny.
I thought the same thing. I was like, soft boiled or maybe like over medium.
But, okay.
You know, your steak?
Oh, medium rare.
Yeah, me too. Milk?
Like the percentage?
It just says milk.
Definitely cold, and I like 2%.
Yeah,
do whole you? Milk. I feel like I can taste the. I feel like if I drink whole milk, I can taste the inside of the udder. I feel like I'm licking.
That's what you were gonna say.
The teat. If I drink whole milk.
Cool. Well, I love whole milk.
You don't taste udder when you drink whole milk. I'm serious.
Like, no.
If you take a drink.
I've never tasted an udder before.
Take a drink.
So I don't really know what to compare that to. Yo, weirdo. Yeah. Now I know why you want to be a cowgirl. Ooh, you're so weird.
I'm telling you. If you take a drink of whole milk, mm-hmm. swallow.
Yeah.
And then do that thing you do like with yeah. your tongue. I'm here. I am doing it in the mic. Where you like really taste something. Mm-hmm. And it is the inside of an udder. Wait, is the whole thing question? Is the whole thing the udder, or is the round bowl part the udder, and the things that hang off are those nipples, or are they? Do you call them something else? I need cowgirls and all cowboys. Especially you cowboys.
Yeah,
I need you to tell me.
Let her know
what. What is the bulk? Is it just udder? That's the udder. But what are the teats that dangle off? Are those udders?
Interesting.
What are those?
I don't know.
Either way, when you drink whole milk, you can taste them.
You can taste it.
You're licking them.
Gross.
Yeah, well, I don't drink whole milk, so.
Well, then, so I like to, if I'm just going to have a glass of milk, I want it to be ice cold whole milk, right?
Mm-hmm.
But like in my cold brew, I really like almond milk. And then I get like picky.
Yeah. In my cold brew, I'll drink almond milk in my cold brew. But in my cold brew, I love a good vanilla premier protein shake.
That's a good combo.
Dude,
that's
it is so combo. Creamy like and caramel. Thick. The caramel's good too.
I want like half of a caramel.
But
one.
If you don't want a flavor, that vanilla is so creamy and thick, like heavy cream or uh-huh. whipping cream. Uh-huh. But it when it's slightly sweet,
yep.
So you don't even have to use sugar.
Yeah.
It's so good.
Yeah.
And you get some protein. Yeah.
alcohol.
Miller Lite.
You're such a weirdo.
Miller Lite.
Yeah.
If I'm going straight liquor or, you know, liquor, it's vodka and water. I don't, yep. You ain't got to fancy it up. You ain't got to put no juice. You ain't got to put no lime. Just give it to me because I'm an alcoholic. It's okay. It's okay.
It's okay. Mine would be wine or vodka water, but I want limes.
Yeah.
In my vodka water.
Yeah.
And a warm drink.
A warm drink. Oh, I mean, coffee.
Yeah.
Hot coffee.
Mm-hmm.
I like hot chocolate.
Yeah, you like hot chocolate, but hot chocolate don't like you.
It does not like you.
What am I going to do?
It loathes you entirely. What am I going to do at Christmas when we go around visiting the departments and I have 2 cups of hot chocolate from at least 2 different departments that I know of?
Yes.
And then we get back to our desks and you're not there to watch me lay down and talk about how I think I'm going to pass out and throw up and how I need at least 30 minutes and also some cold water. Will you go get me some?
Yep.
Where are you going to be? What are you going to do?
Probably...
I'm going to die.
You're not going to die.
Hot chocolate, dude. Like,
gets you every time.
It is my kryptonite. I love it so much and it makes me sick almost instantly.
It does.
It is the weirdest.
Down.
It ruins my day.
You don't get a third through it either.
What am I going to? Oh, I just can't. I you get a third through that. It
is when you start complaining. You finish the cup and then you're on the floor. That's how that true. Works.
Maybe this year I could try the hot chocolate and not have any treats that people sit out. We know better than that. That's silly. I don't even know why I said that.
I don't know either.
I don't know why I said that.
For a second.
Dang it.
Hopefully by then the world won't be as fucking crazy.
Yeah.
And we'll have visitors in the office again and I can actually come and tour with you guys.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, I would totally
That'd be really cool.
Yeah. And like bring Frankie, you know?
Yeah.
Because it's been part of her life since she was born.
That's very true.
Like being part of Halloween and the Christmas tours and mm-hmm. all that. It'd be sad.
The Christmas tour is so much fun. Every department decorates for Christmas. It's a big competition. Mm-hmm. It's all secretive. Mm-hmm. And like I love when people from other departments will come to ours when we're in the middle of decorating and we're like, get out, yes, get out. And they're like, so I still have to do business. Like yeah. I have to be down here. Mm-hmm. It just is like dog eat dog, son.
It's a lot of fun. A lot of good spirit. There's so many good personalities there.
Yeah.
So everyone's just a good sport.
Yeah. Marshall thinks we're going to win because he loves Christmas so much.
Marshall
but
does
we've
love
not
so much.
Talked about it.
Like, you better get on
how we're going to decorate.
My daughter is talking about Christmas.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Already?
She's talking about Christmas. I'm going to do the Christmas. I'm going to do Christmas. And I made the mistake of taking her into Hobby Lobby. And you know Hobby Lobby has their Christmas stuff
up. They're already decorating for Christmas.
August. They have all their trees up on display. The ornament aisles are full.
What
there
the
are
heck?
Ornaments everywhere. And so she's going, on this my tree? Then my tree.
Oh
this
my gosh.
Tree. And on this star? And this star and on that ball?
Oh.
And she wants all the ornaments and she's figuring it out.
Yeah.
And so she's ready
when
for
it was going to kick in that she like knew what Christmas was.
She's about it.
Other than people just like shoving
we
presents in
her. We still watch The Grinch on a regular basis.
I love The Grinch.
And she knows the difference between the two. She calls it the Little Grinch or the Big Grinch.
Okay.
The animated Grinch or the live action Grinch.
Yeah.
Little Big.
Which does she prefer?
She typically goes for Little.
Really?
Yeah. It's the more common one. But the Big Grinch is, it happens too.
Regularly. Yep. I like the Big Grinch. I do like the Little Animated Grinch. That's a yes. cute. That's really cute.
It is really cute.
But I definitely like the Big Grinch more.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Already talking about Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
I don't even know if we're going to have Christmas because of COVID.
We're having Christmas.
I mean, I damn sure hope so. But
we're having some kind of Christmas.
I damn sure hope so.
My warm drink would be coffee, obvi, or like a chai latte. I'm a sucker for a chai latte. And since we're talking about Christmas, I'll take an eggnog latte too.
Oh, snap.
I Oof. Love eggnog. I can only handle small amounts at a time because it's so rich and thick and
yeah,
sweet.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think it would make me sick.
It's delicious.
But I have tried eggnog before and it's okay.
I'm a fan.
Is it made with like egg whites? Is that how it's made? How's it made? Is it not made out of eggs?
It is made out of eggs, not just egg whites, though. It's yellow.
The whole thing? Yeah, you just mix it up?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think it's... Well, hell, I don't know. I'd be lying to you.
I have never had hard eggnog. I've only had alcohol-free eggnog. Virgin eggnogs.
Virgin eggnogs.
Virgin eggnogs.
I've had all the eggnogs.
Huh.
So good.
I don't
know. My nanny used to make the best hard eggnog.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What kind of alcohol do you put in eggnog?
My nanny was an alcoholic.
Well, you know.
I mean, she drank Busch beer.
Did she?
Yep.
Busch beer.
Yeah, she was a gangster.
Ain't that something?
She was amazing.
Huh.
Yeah, she was cool. I don't know. I have no idea what kind of alcohol goes into eggnog.
Rum,
I would imagine.
Maybe. See, I must be an alcoholic because that was just I was right. thinking, what would go best with that type of...
Someone told me Bloody Mary, stop putting vodka in your Bloody Mary and put tequila in it instead.
Really?
And I was like, dude, what? And I'm not really a fan of tequila. Tequila gets me up.
Yeah?
I cannot handle tequila.
Do your clothes come off? Do you get mean?
No, I just get sick.
Sick.
I get real sick.
That's not good.
No, I can't.
We don't want that.
No, I'm not really. I don't like to be sick.
We don't want that.
I'm not sick. I just don't feel well.
I hung out with Lynn and a friend a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
And we went to Buffalo Wild Wings, and we all had a good amount of beer. Mm-hmm. And then we went back to her house, and we weren't done yet. So we pulled out the whiskey.
Whew.
And I, you know how my tolerance is to alcohol. Like, it's hard for me to get drunk. Yeah. Like, and as much as I hate to admit it, I might, if I were to get pulled over, I might not pass the breathalyzer just because I've just had something to drink, but I'm literally coherent. Yeah. I'm going to pass all the tests. I can see straight. I'm good. I'm with it. It's almost frustrating.
It is true.
Because it's hard for me to have a good time when everyone else, like, on everyone else's level.
Yeah. Like, you have to catch up somehow. Yeah. It's your body. It's like your body metabolizes it so much slower.
Yeah. Because I can go to bed and I'm drunk while I'm asleep.
Yeah.
And everybody's waking up and I'm like waking up like, stumbling. Not even hungover, like just still drunk.
Yeah.
But I have found that whiskey definitely knocks me on my ass. Lynn said that I am even a happier person.
Uh-huh.
Like, cause some people get really mean on whiskey. I'm even happier. But I told her I was not driving. Yeah. Like, I slept on her. You know, I don't stay the night. No. I want to go home to my own bed. And I slept on her couch in my clothes, set my alarm for work the next day because I'm so responsive. And my dad just died. Cut me some slack. Uh-uh. My dad died.
No.
So we are drinking the whiskey and having a good time, and we're all taking turns dancing in the living room and two-stepping, and it's so much fun. And then I looked at her and I was like, I'm gonna still sleep on the couch. I'm gonna sleep on the couch and get up from here to go get dressed for work.
Yeah.
So I got up at 5:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
And it felt like I had just gone to sleep and drove to change for work. And I think I was still kind of tipsy because I ended up getting sausage biscuits for everyone.
Oh, my God.
And put them on their desk. I was very happy.
Yeah, you were.
I was very happy.
Look at that.
By lunch, hungover as shit.
Yeah.
Hungover.
Yeah.
Not me. That's not what I do.
No, it's not.
And it hasn't happened since.
Yeah.
And I don't have any intentions of it happening again because I remember thinking, this is out of character. This is not a habit I want to get into.
Uh-huh.
And if somebody even says the word whiskey, I'm going to lose my mind. Even now, just thinking about the way it tastes and how it sits when you swallow whiskey.
Whiskey's good.
I can't. It's not good.
It's good.
And you don't have to keep saying it.
Whiskey.
Either.
Whiskey.
Oh, you're such a nasty.
Whiskey.
It's terrible.
It's funny to me that we just ended up talking about this. Because we're going to the beach next weekend.
Yes, with, you and I are going with 11 other girls.
Yeah. So 13 of us are going to the beach to somehow socially distance.
Yeah, we do have to do that.
Some baking.
Yep.
But we all post up on the beach and bake for a solid day.
Whole day, dude.
Out of the weekend. And then any other time, we're all kind of spread out over the house, chilling on the porch or whatever. But
yeah, and this year it's a bigger house, so we'll even have even more room to be able to do that.
So we're doing that.
Yeah,
next weekend.
Yeah,
the beach trips are so kind of ridiculous.
What happens at the beach stays at the beach.
Yeah,
we have the best times.
We do have the best times. You're talking about. What age range for our group is probably like 26 to 33?
Yeah, 26 to 35-ish.
Yeah.
I don't know, maybe even 40, Kathy and them.
Yeah, they're older 30s, huh?
Yeah.
So you're talking about women who have well-established lives.
We grown, son.
They have their shit together, and they're responsible, and they're doing the things, and most of them are parents, and...
And married.
And married and have, like, full-time job. Like, they're doing the shit. And then we decide every year for 3 to 4 days that we're going to go all together, go ham and
camp
out on the beach. And, we don't give a...
No, we don't care. We're there to have a good time. We're dancing on the beach.
Yeah,
we're eating all the snacks.
All the snacks.
We have plenty of alcohol
bottles.
We are so handles. Grown. We don't whole handles.
Handles.
We don't need for anything. And then we're getting dressed that night to go out.
Yeah,
we're gonna eat. We're gonna go hit the only bar there.
Yeah,
and just mess stuff up.
Yeah.
But it's good fun.
It is good. We are all really good at like watching out for each other and taking care of each other.
Yes.
The can we throw Lynn under the bus?
Because this is such
a funny story.
Oh man, Lynn. Oh, she's gonna kill us. Yes, we can throw her ass under the bus.
Last year, it was the June trip, wasn't it? Last year.
Yeah.
Last year we went twice. We went in June and we went in October.
No, it was October because Teresa was able to come. It was the October trip.
That's right.
Yeah.
So the it was Fireball. Yeah. Fireball was the culprit.
Yeah.
Because Lynn will swear to this day that she is not touching Fireball ever again.
When she listens to this episode, she's gonna start gagging.
Yeah.
You can't say Fireball around her. She will literally have to pull her trash can out and start gagging. And it's a manly, like,
we got trash. Oh. So we're, you know, like in any typical girls' night, we have snacks being passed around and everyone's drinking and there's music being played and the song comes on that everybody knows, so everybody's singing it loud and getting all crazy, and you've got people standing on the top on the island
on the the some bar in the kitchen
just in the kitchen. Some people are just sitting up there, some people are standing up there dancing. And I'm pretty sure, I don't know if anyone witness this other than me and you.
I don't think so. I think everybody else
was enjoying the moment or whatever.
Stephanie and Teresa were having a ranch dressing fight.
Yes, yes.
So I think that I had some others
distracted. I was standing on the floor. You're posted up on the counter on the island.
Yeah,
you're
sitting up
there.
Yeah.
And Lynn was sitting too, wasn't she?
Yeah.
I think she started by sitting.
She started by sitting.
And somehow all of a sudden, there, Lynn is no longer on the island. Lynn is on the floor. But that only lasted for 0.78 seconds before she popped right back up. She fell off the island, boom, hit the floor, and then boop, was right back up looking around.
She fell kneeling. So when she landed, because I peeped over, and when she landed, she fell on her shins and on her knees and literally popped right back up, like, and we're looking at her, we're like, you okay? And she's like, yeah, like, ready to go.
Nothing happened.
Little ponytail just bouncing.
Yes, it was.
She fell so hard that the next day I went under the garage part of the beach house to look up and make sure the wood wasn't
wood falling down, because
I was like, shit, we're gonna have to pay for this damage.
Oh my god,
she done cracked the foundation.
It was a hard hit.
It was so hard.
It was funny though.
She had such a good time.
She did have a good time. She had
such a good time.
She had such a good time.
She
drank quite a lot.
She did.
And y'all camped out in the same room together, yes?
Yes, we did. Yes, we did. Lynn got the bed and I got the corner and slept on a twin mattress on the floor with my sleeping bag that she, for some reason, made fun of me for bringing a sleeping bag.
Yeah.
Like, I got to have a cover, and this rolls up into a small item. I don't know why she thinks it's so dorky of me to have a sleeping bag, but she does. So she made fun of it all day. Well, we all get drunk, wasted. Lynn falls. She's okay. We all go to bed, and I'm asleep, dead asleep, when I hear, I mean, and I fly up and I'm like, motherfucker. I get up and turn the light on, and she's literally thrown up an inch away from the corner of my sleeping bag.
Yeah.
So I jerk my sleeping bag back and I'm like, throw up on my sleeping bag. She's going, throwing up so much. I look over and there's Megan. Megan's in the bed, and Megan goes, what are you going to do?
And I was like, oh, she's my friend tonight. She's just mine. I get it. Cool. Uh-huh. She is relentless with throwing up. And it's this foamy orange, looks like powder almost. But you know it's wet, but it looks like powder.
Kinetic sand.
Like kinetic sand. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
So I'm asking her if she's okay. I'm trying to move the fan. Because she's sitting there shaking. Like, you know how when you're like have the shakes, I'm trying to get the cold air off of her. So she freaks out on me and she's like, no, I need the fan. So I put the fan back on her and I was like, okay, I'll be right back. I got to get a towel to start cleaning this up. I need some water. Throws up all night long. Oh. I mean, when she finally went to sleep,
yeah,
and I didn't think she was going to throw up anymore. Like, we had to make sure and lay her on her stomach, put her head to the side. I figured she was done, and we finally got to go to bed, and I was like, I am never having kids, because this is what it's like when they have a virus. Yeah. No thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, man. And then we were washing sheets and comforters trying to cover up the,
yeah,
you know, I think the vomit stained the stuff. So that was fun.
Yeah, that was fun.
There's no telling what's going to go down this beach trip.
Lynn swears that this is not, that was it, that was her year.
She swears it.
She did the thing, and so she's not going to do that this year.
No.
It's someone else's turn to get absolutely gut-wrenching sick.
Yes, like nobody wants that, but she's already told me, she's like, Becca, it's your turn, you took care of me last year, I'm gonna take care of you this year. And I'm like, I don't want to get like that, sis. Mm-hmm. That's terrible.
Well, since we're throwing our friends under the bus, your Jen from Fort Worth
is a big old veg.
That was the June trip. My
Jen. Yeah.
Yeah, your Jen.
Yeah, my Jen gave herself diabetes on powdered donuts. Who had to tell her to put the donuts up? Was it you?
No.
Somebody looked at her and said, that's enough. Yeah. We'd already been to the big store 3 or 4 times. Yeah. That's the name of the grocery store where we go. And we'd already been to the big store 3 or 4 times for supplies, and every time had gotten a bag of powdered donuts. Mm-hmm. And somebody looked at her and told, I'll never forget her face. It broke her heart. They said, Jen, that's enough donuts.
Yeah.
She was sitting there chewing one, and she had it in her mouth, and she goes, I know. Goes to put the bag up. So she'd already made herself sick on donuts. And then that girl, every time, you can't tell her nothing.
No.
She's independent AF.
Yeah.
You don't know. She does. Yeah. You can't tell her not to drink so much. She'll look at you and go, I'm fine. Worry about yourself. And this is before alcohol. Lo and behold, she drinks too much. Uh-huh. And is laid up in the bed for half the Saturday, or that whole Saturday evening and night.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bless her heart, the power went out. She went out. Oh, gosh. She was sick as a dog.
Yeah.
She was so sick. So sick.
Get over here.
Fender, go sit down. She was so sick. So we'll see. I feel like, you know, mm-hmm. I feel like
I'm intrigued.
It's going to be okay.
Yeah.
I think we're going to have a lot of fun.
It'll be fun. Hopefully we'll have, not hopefully, we'll have some good stories for you.
Oh, for sure. Something's going to go down. The one thing I do want to brag about us is our friend group is so, it is so genuine, and our morals all align in some way or another. Mm-hmm. So that, like, the girls who are single versus the girls who are married, like, no one gets anyone. We are literally there for a girls' trip.
Yeah.
No one puts anyone else in any kind of situation that their families wouldn't be comfortable with, mm-hmm. or anything like that. And yet we can have so much stinking fun.
Yeah.
I mean, it's refreshing. You know, there's drinking, but as far as like good, innocent, clean fun, we are just girls just cutting up, being goofy.
Yeah.
I think last year one of the girls was trying to bring some guys over to the beach house, and it was literally like 12 against 1.
Yeah.
Because everybody was like, we don't want no guys up here.
We're not doing that. The goal, anyway, is to not have to entertain anyone. You're literally going for your own, your own individual mini vacation.
Yes.
With 12 other girls who also want to go for their own little mini
individual vacation.
Exactly.
So it's just, it's really, it's incredible.
It's cool. I'm pumped. I'm excited. Yeah, I already have plenty of Miller Lite.
Yeah.
I've already got my chairs in the back of my car. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm ready to roll, son.
Man, I think
you need is fresh panties and some Pop-Tarts. Panties and Pop-Tarts. And you ready to go.
I think I'm going to be that lame friend that brings books this year.
Yeah?
Yeah. I just don't have any time. I have so many books that I want to read, and I don't have any time to read.
You just
want to
relax.
I'm just constantly doing something. So I really just want to, like, relax and do something else. Like, do something that doesn't require anything of me.
Yeah, you know? I totally get it. I might be there with you. I actually just bought a book that I'm reading currently.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Reflections of a Man.
Mm-hmm.
And it's for men and women. I feel like more women are going to read it, but I wish both would, and you should get it too.
Okay.
Lynn just ordered it. It is a book, a man, I forget who it's by, but the author is a man. And it is so good. I'm already on like the sixth or seventh chapter, and I just started it 2 days ago. It is so good about, it's to give you quality relationships. It's to give you insight on how men function, how women function. And what it's done for me so far is it's made me go, you're not crazy. You don't expect too much from guys that you're interested in. It has already made me feel so validated.
Ooh.
And has shown me that the emotions and the needs I have are totally normal. Mm-hmm. And that the reason I haven't gotten those from people I've dated isn't because of me. It's because they're just the wrong man for me.
Yeah.
And has really helped me put things into perspective. And it's also, even by a guy, it's also going, yeah, you deserve better. Like, they're, you know, it like gives you some kind of quote or some kind of situation that you can apply to your own life.
Mm-hmm.
And it basically says in Becca language, like, yeah, he's not going to meet you there. Give up and move on. You know, he's not worth your time. You deserve better. Move on.
I'm intrigued.
Why something about staying around in a situation that you refuse to change is your fault. Like, he's shown you repeatedly the effort he's willing to make and not make. And you staying around hoping that changes is silly.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what are you doing? And mm-hmm. I'm like, okay. I think the most valuable thing it's brought to me, though, so far is I feel really validated. Like because idea. I've had at least one person in my life make me feel so silly for the way that I try to connect or the things that I've needed from him.
Mm-hmm.
And his response is always, Becca, calm down. Everything's fine. I still love you as much as I always have. And I'm like, no, that's... You just don't want to talk. You don't want to give me what I need.
Yes.
And you just, I am calm. I'm having an adult conversation with you.
You're trying to.
That you owe me.
Yeah.
Because of the depth of our relationship, how close we are.
Right.
You know, unless I'm just crazy and I've made all of this up in my mind.
Which you haven't.
I haven't. Was starting to think that I had. And this book has already, you know, by chapter 6 has me going, oh, yeah, no, it's totally, in this case, I'm not to be a bitch, but that's totally his problem, like, not mine. And, yeah, I'm silly for ever thinking that what he refuses to give me is going to change. Like, right. What am I going to do, sit around and one day he's going to have an epiphany and be like, oh, yeah, I do want to not necessarily be with her because I don't think I have those feelings anymore, but... have her in my life.
Yeah.
You know, I've got other friends that are guys that make all the effort in the world as a friend.
Yeah.
You know, I don't doubt our friendship or that I matter to them. And it ain't no sweat off their back to make me feel important.
Right.
Just some people are just assholes.
Yep. Some people are just assholes.
You gotta tell them to kick rocks, son.
I like that. A book that makes you feel validated. It's by a man. Like,
it's by refreshing. A man. By a man.
Yeah.
And I think it would give a lot of insight to men on, you know, like how women think.
Right. Yeah.
I can't wait to dive in because I'm sure there's some shit about women in there where it's, you know, like, you know, not so good.
Yeah, like leveling it out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm excited about it.
I'm intrigued.
So I might bring my book with you.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I figure I mean, we'll for sure spend one full day on the beach where we're all just sitting out there. And that involves a lot of, like, music and talking and stuff. But
yeah,
also, like, a couple of hours where, you know, you're mm-hmm. just kind of doing your own thing.
In the mornings, maybe, with some coffee.
You know? God, that sounds nice.
I am bringing my thermosail this year because we just about got carried off last year.
Yeah.
Those mosquitoes, ooh, I could see their elbows and their knees and stuff.
They were bad.
And the stripes on their legs. They were like literal hawks coming in.
You could hear them. You could hear them approaching you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I was crying.
So, we'll see. I think it'll be fun.
Yeah, I'm excited. I think it'll be fun. And we got a first row house this year, didn't we?
Yeah, we're right up on that water.
Up on the water.
So, it ain't going to be nothing to get our beer down there on the beach. Gosh. I know.
Yeah.
I know.
I'm excited.
Yeah.
It'll be a lot of fun.
I'm pumped. Yeah. I did something really out of character.
Okay.
That I waited off on to tell you about. So for the on the we're in the pod it started a podcast.
Yay.
So as you know how I'm so weird, yeah. I will complain about being lonely and wanting a boyfriend, but then as soon as someone acts interested, I'm like, ew. I don't want that. Mm-hmm. I'm good being alone. What's wrong with you? No, don't talk to me.
Yes.
I'm so wishy-washy.
Yes.
So, there's this guy that's been messaging me for probably about a year. And I just always blow him off. He's always been very nice. Mm-hmm. He's handsome. Seems cool. Not from around here.
Yeah.
And I've just always blown him off. And his messages have gotten down to... just one dinner date, please. Just one dinner date. You don't even have to act like you like me or the food. If it doesn't work, it doesn't work. You can get up and leave and you're not going to hurt my feelings. That was the last message.
Oh, my God.
So this happened last week. So I was like, you know what? Okay. I'm going to test the waters here. So I wrote him back and said, the other times have been, you know, I'm just not looking to get to know anyone. I just don't have the energy. It's just always a letdown. I'm sorry if that gives me, you know, a bad attitude, but it just is what it is.
Yeah.
So I wrote him back and I was like, I'm going to tell you something. And if after you read what I write and after some time has passed and you still want to go to dinner, then I'd love to go to dinner with you. And he said, okay, shoot. It was bitchy. It was a little arrogant. It was, is assumptuous a word? Assumptive? That assumptive is for sure not a word. Assumptuous, I'm pretty sure I made up. Like Lil Wayne, he makes up words sometimes. Anyway, I said a few things. I'm not looking for a relationship, but I'm also not looking for a hookup. Oh, I bet you just messed that mic up. But I'm also not looking for a hookup.
Fender.
I am getting to know people if it comes along and I feel nudged, mm-hmm. like to give you a chance to get to know you, then I would be more than willing and happy, but I'm not like out searching for a relationship. Also, you should know that I don't send risque photos, and I'm not just trying to assume that you're going to ask me for a risque photo, but literally that's what everyone does. And so before we even get started, I'm not going to FaceTime you in the shower like I've been asked by a total stranger, and I'm not going to send you nudie pics. And I said, I am trying to behave in a way that when I do find my person and he's my hubby, he doesn't go, wonder if she sent all these nudie pics to everyone else.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to be that girl.
Yeah.
Also, my dad just died on June 15th, and I'm not in a place. I don't have the capacity to be in a relationship. I'm kind of bitter, and honestly, nothing phases me. So, I don't want to be that person.
Yeah.
At dinner. Like, I'd like to be more myself and give you the chance to get to know the real me. But that's going to take some time. And he wrote back, It took him a few hours. He wrote back and he said, I absolutely, first of all, I'm so sorry about your dad. I can't imagine what that feels like. And yeah, you take all the time in the world, but I absolutely do want to still go to dinner with you. And I promise to never ask you for a nudie pic. How cool is that?
It is cool.
My message was super bitchy.
I believe it.
It was super just, yeah. Here's what I do. Here's what I don't do. If you still want to go to dinner, cool. If you don't, no sweat off my balls.
Yeah, you have a sharp tongue.
I do. It was bad.
Yeah.
I went to send it and I was like, the worst that can happen, he quits asking me to go to dinner like right. he has for the last year.
Yeah.
I mean, that's literally the worst that can happen.
Yeah.
But it turns out, like, it was okay. I'm not going to dinner anytime soon. I'm not looking for a relationship. I don't want to.
You're such a mess.
I don't want to.
Yeah.
I don't want to.
Yeah.
The person that I end up spending my time on, he'll be cool. Like, it's just going to happen naturally, you know? It's just, I just trust that. Like, it's just, we're just going to click and we're just going to find ourselves giving each other attention and spending time with each other. Like, it's just going to just happen. It's not going to take all this. I have to make him happy. Is he making me happy? I've got to do enough. Like, we'll just automatically, naturally do enough is how I feel. And until then, I'm not about it, dude.
Yeah.
Not about it.
I like that.
Not about it. So.
Agreed.
There's that.
Ditto.
There's that.
Likewise.
I have a very close friend who gave me advice like a year and a half ago. And he said, I really care about you. He said a lot of great things, but he said, I really care about you. And I need you to know that there is no one on this earth that's good enough for you. I'm not even good enough for you. But my biggest piece of advice is to not give anyone the time of day that asks you out over a social media direct message or a private message. And I was like, really? Well, that stuck with me. And so it's always in the back of my mind. I don't know if you know, because we had seen each other at the gym and he did ask me out over Snapchat, but it was after making eye contact several times at the gym. He added me on Snapchat and his snap was of his dog. Like, so he was like in there, son.
Yeah.
Like foot in the door with the dog.
Yeah.
That's how you do that.
Oh my God.
That's how you do that. but it was different. It was like, coming at me as a friend first, you know, and then it developed into more, but, he gave me that piece of advice and it's always stuck with me. And I guess it's, you know, I relate it to like keyboard thugs. Like, it's too easy to not give a shit about somebody, but yet ask him out, you know, in hopes of just a hookup.
Yeah.
If you do it that way, you know, he's like, you need somebody that's going to come up to you, tell you, you know, I love your smile or there's something about you and I'd love to take you to dinner.
Yeah.
And it just always stuck with me. And it, it would be the same advice that I gave other people.
Yeah.
You know?
I witnessed a conversation and where this girl was talking to a guy and she was saying, we live in a society where nothing is new. Mm-mm. There's no new information. Anything that we would be talking about on the first date 5-10 years ago,
yeah,
I already know about you. I already know your age. I already know how many kids you have. I already know that you and your ex-wife broke up 2 years ago. I already know where you work. I know where you work before you worked. I know where you are. You know, I already know all of these things. So the small talk that's required when you first meet a stranger, that allows you to like see the mannerisms and the way their eyebrows move when they say certain things or how often they look away from you or all those things. None of that matters anymore. There's no new information.
That's crazy. I hadn't thought about it like that. Mm-hmm. When you said that last week, I was asked out by a guy he's from Nacogdoches and I've never heard his name, but he sent me a message. We're not friends on Facebook. Sent me a message and said, I know you get tons of messages like this all the time from a bunch of different guys, but let me take you to dinner and show you how I'm different. So I click on his page just out of curiosity, and literally
yesterday, last week, the day before he messaged me, mm-hmm. he and his girlfriend broke up. And she had to have been a serious girlfriend because as you scroll and like you can look through profile pictures and the one that day was him and his kids. The day before, going 4 years back,
yeah,
it's him and her. And so I went to type, because I'm a different person these days, I went to type, yeah, I'm not interested in being your rebound.
Yeah.
But I was like, that's bitchy. You need to, you know, he doesn't know you. Like, right. Don't try to raise everybody. So I just told him that I wasn't interested. You know, like, I really appreciate it. It's very flattering. But I'm not looking to get to know anyone right now. So thank you, but no thank you. And he said, you're welcome. But I really wanted to go,
poor move.
Don't do that.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
Yeah.
I don't want to be
it's,
that.
Getting into a relationship right after getting out of a relationship.
Ew.
It's, yes, ew. But also, it's so unfair. It's so unfair to you, and it's unfair to the person that you're with.
Yes.
Unless y'all been sneaky.
Mm-hmm.
And we're doing something prior to the to either relationship ending.
Like, right.
You know, the already established one. But it's you have no time. You have no time to figure out anything about yourself. What was it about that relationship that didn't work? Why didn't it work?
Mm-hmm.
Was it me? Was it the other person? Both, for sure, is the answer. But what was it?
Yeah. What do I like? What do I not like?
Yeah, because we all change a little mm-hmm. when you're cohabitating and when you're doing life with someone else. You change things about you or about the way you do certain things because you're trying to create a happy environment.
Yes.
But were those things fundamental things?
Right.
You have to spend some time figuring that out.
Right.
A rebound situation is just a, in my opinion, it's doomed.
I don't ever want to be a rebound, and I never want someone else to feel like they're my rebound.
No.
Ever.
No.
That just can take away so much. Mm. So much of things. I saw a guy for about 3 months one time who'd been divorced for probably 9 months or so, mm-hmm. maybe a little less, still not enough time. And then I told him that, you know, I'm like, really, you need to be divorced for 2 years before you start dating. But we clicked so well. Mm-hmm. And one of his biggest worries was that other people were going to call me a rebound. Oh. Like, he didn't like that. He didn't like the thought. It bothered him, mm-hmm. you know, which I appreciated. You know, he's like, it's just you're not that person. You're not a rebound, but this looks like it.
Yeah.
You know, and it did.
Yeah.
You know, so
that's interesting.
That was very considerate, I thought.
Yeah, it really is.
It was pretty grown up.
Yeah, it's not a cool situation.
Mm-mm.
No matter how you spin it.
No, it's not. Everybody has to just kind of figure it out. Mm-hmm. But I know I don't want to be a rebound.
No.
So I'm not interested. Mm-hmm. And when you said, I wanted to touch on when you said, unless you're both being sneaky mm-hmm. and like already have something going. Mm-hmm. There's no way that those two people 100% take each other seriously.
Yeah.
You can know that you truly care about that person. You can know that your feelings for that person are probably very genuine and sincere. Mm-hmm. But when it comes down to it and things get raw and a decision has to be made, you know subconsciously they're most likely going to pick the person they're committed to in public.
Oh, yeah.
So there's got to be a part of you that, if you're in that kind of relationship that doesn't, like, you know it's not going to be forever. So you know, so you only invest so much.
Right.
And you're only so genuine and only so sincere. Partly because you know it's not going to end anywhere. And the other part is to protect yourself.
Yes.
And I don't know.
You have some kind of self-preservation.
Yeah, you have to. Ugh. You absolutely have to. It just sucks.
Yeah.
It just sucks.
Ooh.
So I can't. I don't want to do that either. I also don't want to be your secret because I know damn well that you're going to have a secret behind my back.
Yes.
That's not okay.
I'm your secret And then all of a sudden, whatever happens and we evolve and then we can be public because it's just me and you now. Mm-hmm. Who's to say that then you're not going to have a different secret?
Yeah. When I become your constant and your main.
Yeah.
Ugh, I can't stand it.
It's so what bad.
What is that? Then you're going to go find a side.
Yes.
I used to be the side. Now I'm the main. You're going to go find another side. Yeah, not interested. Not interested.
Be honest about who you are. Find people who are comfortable with the way you are, as you are.
Yes.
And then all is well.
Yeah.
Then there are no more secrets or hiding or anything. You get to live your truth. Congratulations. Guess what? It's super freeing.
It's so freeing. I don't want to hide. I do not want to hide.
The truth can set you free.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah. You know, just be honest. Some people can't do that.
No.
A lot of people can't do that.
A lot of people can't do that.
It's not always easy.
No.
And I'm not an expert at it, but I'm a lot better at it now than what I used to be.
Yep. I at least try really hard.
Try
super hard.
Even if it's going to hurt your feelings, I'll like totally level with you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, I am not trying to be abrasive or come across harshly. I just, this is how I view this particular situation. And I have to make sure that you're aware of that because I'm uncomfortable.
Yeah, like, you know? You're shitty, but I love you anyway, but you're shitty. I love you, but you're shitty.
Like that.
Do you get it? Do you feel shitty? Because I'm not going to feel like my job is done unless you feel shitty.
Unless shit is what you feel.
Oh, Lord.
It's good.
It's good.
It's good. How do we do this?
Man. We're at an hour. We're at over an hour. Yeah. Both of our voices are getting crackly.
Yeah.
Sorry.
We do these late night recordings.
Sorry.
Yep. My bad, dog. So cool. Yeah, we did that.
Yeah.
What episode is this?
35?
I never announced that.
You didn't?
No.
That's okay.
That's okay.
That's okay.
My birthday's in 6 days.
Yes, it is.
My birthday's on August 11th.
Yes, it is.
I'm going to be 32 years old.
You're going to be 32.
6 days from now. It's next Tuesday. Tuesday, August 11th. It's my birthday. So it's on Tuesday.
If you need her Venmo or PayPal.
Marky Dash Flowers. I'm going to be 32.
32.
31 hit me hard.
It did hit you hard.
I handled 30 very, very well. 31 fucked me up.
Yeah.
31 hit me hard.
You did not want to turn 31.
No, I didn't.
No. Because you had your toe in the water of 30s. Yeah. And then at 31, there's no going back.
No, 30 was fine. And 31 was like, oh, this keeps going.
Yeah.
Like, it's going to continue to increase.
Yeah. In 10 years, right. I'll be 40.
And I'm getting divorced. And now I'm a single mom.
Years.
And I'm paying my own rent. Cool. Okay, good, good, good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. 31 was rough. 32, I am like so hardened. Like, I don't.
Yeah.
I ain't worried about it.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I'm excited. Let's go. I'm going to be 32.
32.
I'm excited.
32 is a good age.
I'm gonna do it.
I liked 32. Mm-hmm. 33 has really sucked.
Yeah.
But only because it was this year.
Yeah.
I can't fairly correlate the two. 33 is not so bad. My body feels...
Mm-hmm.
I feel older
physically.
Uh-huh. I hate to admit that.
Yeah.
So.
That's rough.
I don't
handle things the way I used to.
No. I can't drink like I used to. And I don't bounce back.
No.
Nope. I don't bounce back. I need an IV.
Yep.
And some ibuprofen.
I can't operate off of little sleep.
No.
I used to do this so well.
Mm-hmm.
And now I can't.
Yeah.
I don't sleep and I struggle.
Well. You know,
so there's
me
that.
Too. And you can tell I'm wearing it. I'm wearing it on the inside and the outside.
Hello. My name is Marky. I'm tired.
I'm tired AF.
I'm tired.
I have not had enough sleep.
Cool. All right. Well, thank you guys so much for listening. We appreciate you so much. Thank you for sitting with us. You're listening to this episode a day late.
Ish, yes,
in quotes, late, yes. Because we're not on a schedule anymore because we do what we want.
We do what we want. We're gonna do a weekly episode. I think we've decided, but it's just gonna be whenever we can get together.
Yeah,
just this got week, too hard to just always schedule the same time in. Like, I'm probably not gonna upload this until tomorrow.
Cool,
because I want to go home and go to sleep. I'm so tired.
I'm tired.
I'm exhausted.
Yes.
I want to be able to do that, but we're still putting out episodes. It's
well, in
good.
That
it's
case,
good.
My birthday is in 5 days then.
Yes. Your birthday, Marky's birthday. She will be turning 32 on August the 11th. Mm-hmm. That's the two ones together. And the little tiny TH.
Yeah.
In the top right-hand corner. Yeah. August Sometimes 11th. That's a Wednesday.
No, it's not. It's a Tuesday.
No, it's not.
The 11th is a Tuesday.
Is it a Tuesday?
Yes.
I almost messed it's that up.
It's going up on a Tuesday.
Oh, snaps. Snaps.
Yeah. So, yeah, you're listening to this episode whenever you listen to this episode.
Yeah.
And that's that.
Yeah. But we love you guys so much. We love
you guys so much. Thank you so much for sitting with us, for hanging out with us, for listening to us ramble about drinking and men and age.
Wow.
Yeah, we're definitely. Wow.
Yeah, we're in our 30s. For facts. That sounded terrible.
That didn't feel good.
Drinking Edit that out. Men and age. Oh my God.
Neat.
Oh my gosh. Good.
That's good. So
I started feeling, I felt myself shrink. Yeah. Every time you listed something, I felt myself shrink smaller and smaller.
Oh no. Oh no. Yeah. So. Cool. Well, we're on social. It's at Going Dutch Podcast. You can email us at markyandbeck@gmail.com. That's it. If that's you it. Enjoy what you hear, share us with your people and consider going to iTunes and giving us a rating. It helps us out. It helps other people find us. Maybe put some smiles on more people's faces. That's what we hope for anyway.
Yeah, that's what we try to do.
Yeah. Peace, love, and cheese. It ain't easy being cheesy.
Be a good egg.
We love you guys.
Bye.